Ask the Mayor Public Affairs program every Sunday morning at 7 o'clock. And if you can't get up for that, of course, you all go online at WHLC.com. Honorable Mayor Patrick Taylor.
Good morning, Steve.
Road closures, 64. And accessing that Highlands app, you get all the information. And there is an update on 64.
There is an update, Steve. And the update is this. DOT has received a lot of calls about the potential for road closure around the Cherrywood area to the Jackson County line on US 64, where they're in the process of replacing about 11 culverts that go across the road, so they have to completely shut the road down. They are changing their plan starting this coming Monday, the 13th. They will start closing the road down again at 7 p.m., and the road will remain closed until 7 a.m. every night until Thursday the 16th. That will be the last day. DOT thinks that there will be good weather conditions during that week. We have not been coordinating the closures with DOT. This is a project about 4 or 5 miles outside the town of Highlands, and DOT is making those decisions based on the conditions that they see are necessary to finish this project.
You did mention it briefly before we started recording, the meetings with the Southwestern Commission and the Western Carolina Honor Society, the nonprofits.
I attended a number of meetings this week. First of all, a tour that the members of the Western Carolina Southwestern Commission, elected officials and staff took, and we went to the Bad Creek hydro-generating plant near Lake Kiawee. Duke Energy has a network of hydro plants throughout Western Carolina. They generate well over 1,000 megawatts of power with these hydro systems. As a commission, they're very concerned about meeting the power needs in the future for Western Carolina. Duke has spent millions upon millions of dollars developing Bad Creek. What they do, they have a system where they pump water from Lake Jocassee up to the Bad Creek Reservoir, which is about 1,200 feet above the lake. They fill that up during the day, and then during peak periods, they release that water through their turbines and generate power to meet the demand. Duke Leslie Smith was saying, this is really pretty simple technology when it comes to hydro generation compared to the plant very close to this operation. We went all the way down to where the generators are, and that is a granite tunnel into the mountain. It goes down there like a mile below the mountain. We were just really amazed at what they're doing and how that technology provides power for this region. On that same day, I had the honor of attending the annual meeting of the board of directors of the Brentson Honors College. The chancellor, Dr. Kelly Brown, was there. And one thing that I did not realize was that the Brentson Honors College is the only residential honors college in the whole university system. The leadership that the people of Highlands have provided and cashiers for this program. Julia Brentson, who made the major gift to create the Brentson Honors College. That program and the entire university is a great asset for this region.
But talk about the getting together with nonprofits. You've talked about this years before, to getting all together, and just in case we can all use that coalition.
They've been meeting since the Hurricane Helene disaster. What the spirit of that group is to come together and coordinate services and support for the residents of this region in the event of another major emergency. We were all kind of caught flat-footed with Helene. From that, we can improve and plan. Hopefully, we'll never have to implement it. But if we have another situation like this, we have a group of nonprofits now who are ready to respond in a coordinated way to provide services and information during such a disastrous period. This group's going to be coming to the town board probably in November to share their ideas and get some approvals by the board on how they could implement a program if we do have another emergency situation that requires that type of response. What we've done to the town, first of all, the Highlands app is, I think, essential to keeping lines of communications open. Also emphasize that WHLC is a part of that essential communication system. I reported to the group that the town has just bought Starlink connections that will be deployed at the fire department, the recreation center, and the community building. If all of our communications were totally lost, we could activate those systems to provide communications for our citizens.
Parker Paving?
They've paved roads for us before. I was riding, before I came here to do the recording for the program, I was riding down Manny Road, which is now paved. The road paving projects are underway.
And this week, on the 16th Thursday, of course, you've got the 6 p.m. workshop and then a board meeting. Installing security cameras, and that solicitation ordinance will be changed, upgraded?
We will be looking at installing additional cameras in the business area. I want to emphasize one thing. We have an overall camera that you see on WLOS that is live. You can go on the website and see that at any time. That is not the type of camera we're talking about. We're talking about a closed system that would be accessed by folks like the police in the event of a crime that's been committed. That's a security camera. It will not be a public broadcasting camera. We will be looking at that as a system that we need to put into town. And let me tell you why. For example, when we had the Golden Clipper smash and grab robbery about 4 or 5 years ago, we didn't have enough cameras to get a full coverage of what those criminals did. Having camera systems that document any kind of criminal activity, there's going to be one issue, and it's called a flock camera. We have them in Macon County and throughout North Carolina now. And those are cameras that are placed on certain strategic roads that will actually photograph car tags. In the event that there is a crime that has been committed, they can document where a vehicle that might have been related to that crime was located and passing through at a specific time. Now the decision is, where should those types of cameras be positioned in the Highlands area? At the town board meeting, we will be looking at a proposed ordinance improvement or new ordinance concerning solicitation on public property and private property within the commercial business districts of the town. And there might be action to approve the ordinance at this meeting. On the agenda for the board meeting, one will be a presentation by the Neighborhood Coalition. They conducted a citizen survey about issues in the town, and they will be sharing with the board the results of that survey. Also, Matt Schuler, our IT director, will be doing a presentation on an electric system outage map. We've been working on this now for quite a while. If we have a storm and we have outages in the town, someone could go on our website and there'd be a map showing where the outages were. This type of map would help people understand where the outages are. And if it's on our map, that means we're working on getting it restored, and hopefully it might curtail the massive numbers of phone calls that we receive or 911 receives when we have a power outage. So Matt will be rolling that system out and explaining how it would work to the town board. The final thing that we will be doing is approving a donation of a Swiftwater rescue trailer, just another piece of equipment that we have at our fire department. A lot of the equipment they have is for rescue when people are lost in the mountains or there's a water issue or whatever. And in fact, Steve, we have a total network throughout Western Carolina to where when any emergency out in the forest occur, when someone's lost or there's a water event, rescue teams from all over the area will respond. For example, our rescue team, we don't have a dive team, But there's another rescue outfit in another county that does have a dive team. So if that's needed, those divers come and provide assistance. Or if our rescue people, which is headed up by Eric Pearson, if there's a need for their specialty, they can do a lot of rappelling. They go to another county and help out.
You know, I'm telling you, and after the workshop and the board meeting and then your last community coffee, you're going to talk about construction projects on Friday at the Hudson Library.
On Friday. That's the last one of the year. It starts at 11 o'clock on Friday. And the topic this time will be construction projects in Highlands. And I'm going to divide it into three phases. One, the town projects, give you an update on things like what's happening at the water plant. I want to talk about residential construction projects. But if you look at some of the multi-million dollar home constructions that we're having in the town of Highlands, it's not in the commercial area. But then there are some major commercial projects in the business district, the downtown area, that are either in process now or about to get started. And I want to give an update on those projects.
Some more information now about the Highlands Playhouse. Anybody who wants to, and you were informing me about this, to get your bricks, well, you can go ahead and get your bricks.
At the entry to the playhouse, if anyone wants to retrieve their brick, you're welcome to come and do that. We don't anticipate the contractors appearing on the site and beginning the demolition work until several weeks from now. So this is the perfect time. If anyone would like to retrieve the brick, please feel free to do so.
Again, another successful empty bowls at the Bascom. And the person that started this is right in front of me.
That's right. When I was the potter in residence at the Bascom back in 2009 and 2010, I proposed the idea of doing empty bowls. And the reason I proposed that, when I was teaching at universities and teaching ceramics and everything, I did many bowls that went to the empty bowl program that's throughout the United States. That's a wonderful program. It's a great tradition now in Highlands. I encourage everyone to go out and support that program.
You got a few more bowls on that potter's wheel for us?
I think I might be able to make about 50 a day, except my body probably will not cooperate very well with that type of effort. But all the potters and people at the Bascom that do that work, and it is work, I want to give them a shout out and commendation for all the things that they do to contribute to meeting the food insecurity needs in our community.
Well, thanks. You're Vision Mayor, and I'm Steve Day. And another Ask the Mayor Public Affairs program, and soon on WHLC.com.